is due to reduction in response to infectious agents because 25D is rate limiting. And one of the speakers this morning commented that it was known by the old-time pediatricians that a principal cause of death in kids with rickets was, in fact, respiratory infections. So this is not so much a new observation as the fact that we just had failed to connect the dots recently. And the greater TB susceptibility of blacks is probably due to their low vitamin D status. Now, I had to do a lot of head scratching myself to try to make sense out of all this. We'd known for many, many years that all cells contain all of the information you need to make a human being. And it wasn't entirely clear why. Well, we knew that epithelial cells had to reproduce themselves. If you cut your skin, you got to grow new cells over the top of that. And your intestinal mucosa turns over every 4 or 5 days, so you're constantly making new cells. So it made sense. You need to have the instructions to make a new cell in the nucleus, and that seemed to make sense. And that's kind of where we left it. That was the old model. But the cell biologists have made us realize that that's not really an accurate way of looking at it. It turns out that our cells are specialized primarily in the extent to which certain genes are capped and can't be expressed anymore, so that a muscle cell doesn't express the genes that a white blood cell might express or a mammary ductal cell might express. And that's what the specialization means.